Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm just letting some people stream in. For those of you who are joining live, welcome. Welcome to this very special VIP client spotlight interview series for 4 days, mini series that we're hosting on, yes, Ephesus, the ancient city, and the experiences my clients had during their one-on-one VIP retreats with me at this magnificent place. And during this four-part series, you will discover the ancient temple secrets of Ephesus. And you'll learn how you can, as women architects and designers, you may be an interior designer, a landscape architect, an architect, an urban planner, urban designer, or, you know, you may even be a site-specific artist who is visioning the blueprints of the new earth and hearing the call to bridge spirit with form. During these 4 days, you're going to learn how you can up-level your prospering spirit design practice. So how... Or some of you may be really hearing the call to leave conventional architecture and totally break free of the confines of a rigid structure that is no longer valid anymore in the new paradigm. And you're hearing the call to build a totally new business, a new design practice, where you are pioneering the new earth architecture while making a healing impact on this planet and for the next seven generations and beyond. This is urgent, women, super urgent. And it's no longer a nice to have in the project. And in your business, it's an essential. So what does this all have to do with Ephesus and the ancient city? To just give you all a very brief background. Ephesus is an ancient city in the region of Izmir, which is the ancient Greek name Smyrna. And it's a mega power place in the world. And it's a place that bridges east and west. And it was once the center of one of the greatest mystery schools, where a temple called the Temple of Artemis was central to this mystery school. And in fact, the temple, it was one of the seven wonders of the world, is one of the seven wonders of the world. It no longer quite looks like it used to. That said, it is still one of the seven wonders of the world. And before I get into introducing our next guest, I want to also introduce myself for those of you who don't know me. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, an alchemical healer, and the founder and creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects and designers, as well as property owners, where I guide them through birthing their dream sanctuaries, birthing their dream businesses through a new modality that bridges spirit with architecture. Before we start the interview, make sure that you all stay until the end today, until the end of this interview, because I have a very special announcement that I'm so super excited to share with you. And yes. I'm just so grateful, really, to be holding this space for these 4 days to share with you the magic of Ephesus and what that will do for you in terms of awakening your intuitive powers, your creative capacities, and starting to build like the ancient temple builder you are. The ancient temple builder of the future, you are. All right. So I am delighted to introduce my beautiful, amazing client, Hödele Ertz. She was the first to hear the call to join me on the one-on-one VIP retreat in Ephesus. And she is a landscape architect and a pioneer in this realm. And she gave birth to a new modality when we were partnering together in my one-on-one mentoring program. She birthed a new modality called Garden Constellations. And she's going to share a little bit about what she does. And then she's going to share some of her transformations, breakthroughs, her magical experiences during her one-on-one VIP retreat in Ephesus. So welcome, Fridele. So great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well.
Share what you do. Landscape architecture, garden constellations. What is all of this? How did it all come together?
Well, I studied garden and landscape architecture, and I'm working now like 20 years as a landscape architect. And I was always interested in all the energy lines of the earth. And I always was trying to weave it in, but I didn't know how. I didn't find the tools, followed a lot of courses. And then I bumped into you, and it was like, wow, bridging spirit, architecture. It's like, okay, that's what I need to do. That's why we started working together. And I have a lot of experience with family constellations. And it's such a powerful tool. And I really wanted to weave it in into my way of designing, to use a constellation work in gardens to heal the land in a way. Because it is, for me, so important that we attract a house, we attract a property, and it has its own history. Maybe there were wars, maybe there were people dying, being happy. All of that emotion is into our land and into the house. And so it's very important for me to, because we attract this property, we kind of living this pattern, and maybe we got stuck into that pattern. So to become, to raise the vibration of ourselves, we also have to raise the vibration of the earth. And our property. So let's start with the garden. Let's start where we can have impact, and because otherwise it's too much. Because we always think, what can I do in this world? So this is what we can do. We can heal our own property, work together, and create balance in a way. So everybody, well, really everybody, every conscious being can be in his right position and be in his strength and his power. So everything is flowing into your property.
Yeah. And when you say can be in this right position, I remember the moment when you started, when it clicked for you, oh my God, I can start working with the constellation technique and bring these, like you work with what you call these peons, these beautiful. You could be a stone. I know you can work with different objects with this constellation work. And it's so beautiful to witness how you work in that you're listening to what is the right configuration of spaces in the gardens.
Yeah.
How they're connected to the people, right? That are using it as well as the land. And yeah, it was such an aha moment, I remember. And
because that's part
of it. Confident when you were sharing that whole process. I'm like, this is it. You did it.
Yeah. Because for me, it is so important to do the right thing. So it has to be perfect. I know it doesn't exist, but that's my goal. But so you have this first part of this constellation work, and then you have to design and find out what people want and what they need, especially. Because we are always in our head, I want, I want, I want. But what do you need? What does the land need? And that's the journey that I take my clients to. And then eventually we make another constellation and see if every zone of your garden is connected with each other if everybody is happy, if every consciousness is happy on its location, if I want to make it like a patio or a right. evening sun deck, or so is everybody in its right position?
Yeah. Right position. Ah, oh, so beautiful. So
and that's my way of dowsing in a way.
Yeah.
Constellation work is my kind of dowsing. Yeah.
I love that. And that's so important, you know, that what I witnessed in you is that you really found your way.
Yeah.
The way that is suited to your energetic, the way that is suited to your unique flavor. And we women can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be like someone else, to be like the other teacher, to be like the master, to do it right, right? I'm not putting down the great masters. This is not a kind of blanket statement at all. We need our teachers, we need educators, we do need masters. But we're now moving into a paradigm where we are all gifted with telepathic vision, you know, uber super precise intuition, even if you don't realize it, right? We're all to cranking up the volume on our multidimensional selves. And so congratulations, really, Hödele, for birthing this amazing modality. And your clients, I'm sure, are just, yeah, really benefiting from this whole process. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into your experience in Ephesus. I would love to hear, first, what drew you to this place initially? What you know, why did you want to sign up and come join me? I mean, we were working together, so you did know, we did work together for about over 6 months. And so I think that was a factor, I'm sure. But what else was it that was drawing you to Ephesus? Can you put your finger on it?
It's difficult. I was thinking about it because I was remembering all this, everything of the retreat, taking my notes, and I can't really pinpoint it, but I know you mentioned Temple of Artemis, and it was like something in my being was like a lazy eye went open, like, that's interesting, and it came up, and yeah, in a way it's like a knowing in my belly. It was like, I need to be there. I don't know why, but I need to do this. And yeah, I can't explain this more than just an inner knowing. This is the place I need to be. And it was, it really was. If I see what those months have meant for me now, just personally, it's yeah. You only know it after half a year. If you look back, it's like, oh yes, this happened. Oh yes, this happened.
Right. No wonder I went there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The transformation. So continues. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hearing it was an inner call, especially when you heard the Temple of Artemis, and this, I love that this lazy eye opened.
Oh. Yeah, really. Yeah. But I think I was always interested in the energies of land. And here in Belgium, I don't find many power places. I don't find many really strong energy lines. Mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't notice them before. But that was like, ooh, this is an opportunity to really go somewhere and experience it, also guided by you, and you have a lot of experience with that. So it's also like somebody can verify what I'm feeling when I'm there. So that's right. Also reassuring that that it's correct.
Yeah, there's that confverification, verification.
Yeah,
the verification is also a perfect word. I find that's helpful for me too, you know? And there's just something magical about being together with some other person. There's a whole other, actually a much more powerful container is created when you are with someone else. What was it that Jesus said, the Christ in Jesus?
Two or more are in my name together.
Thank you.
I don't know. Magic happens. Magic happens.
Magic happens. We're filling in the blank for that one.
Yeah.
But there's something powerful about that. There's a truth to that. And I also hear that you feel, that there's this call to a very big power place, and you're feeling like you couldn't really sense them in your own country in Belgium. And I'm curious now, actually, that, you know, now that you've been to Ephesus, what other power spots start to open up in your own region and environment, et cetera. But now really staying focused on Ephesus. You know, what was this, the kind of breakthroughs or transformations or tastes, experiences of this this unique power place? What was it like for you? Where were the spots in this journey that we went on together, where there were some very distinct energies that you could really connect with? Can you share some of them?
Yeah, I sure remember. I remember that when we were walking there over there, there was a big information plate, and I always like to see the ground floor.
Right, like in plan form. Yeah.
In plan form. Yeah. So you explained me shortly, like, okay, this was the first building, then they build it up bigger and bigger and bigger.
So it's nice. Very brief though, 5 minutes.
Very brief.
I try to stay as quiet as possible.
And the first thing what hit me was that first point, somebody once decided, this is where we start. This is where we start to build something to let this energy go or expand. Or
expand, yeah.
So that's for me, that it came up, the anchor stone. This is the most important part for me in this temple. So you said, well, you go and find your way and see what you feel. And I was like, okay, can I do that? Am I going to feel this? So I was moving in.
Yeah,
I found the anchor stone. It was very clear, apparently.
I just remember watching you from the higher point above, and you're just going, like, oh, she's there.
So she
just got drawn in.
And that's where my self-confidence grew, that my body knows, I know, just follow your intuition, just follow what you feel. And that was the first time that I really felt it. So that's very, very important for me. And then tuning into that side and feeling what happened in all those years, ages, and feeling that joy and that abundance. I know I was hopping up and down at the end of the day, I think, of all this energy that I gained over there. But I remember standing there and feeling this huge energy line. I felt it through my feet. I felt it through my body, into my teeth. It's vibrating. I never felt this before. I said, oh, this is a power place. Okay.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Very palpable for you. Very, you could reach it very quickly.
And then, of course, I felt all those energies, and I know Goddess Artemis is known for fertility and abundance and joy. And then for me, it was fertility. No, No. I've been there. We are not going to do this again.
I don't want to get pregnant. The energies.
I've got 3 children. It's really enough. But
I forgot about that. Yeah.
But over there, it was like, oh, fertility is much more. It's
wow. Yeah, fertility
is life energy. It's in every cell of our body. It's in every cell of nature. It's infusing everything. And I felt that I blocked it in my body. It's like, it's enough. It's enough. And so that was, for me personally, the greatest shift in my years of 44 years old. And that makes that everything is opening up. All those creativities, all those sexual energy, that's what you need to create. So if you're blocking it because you're afraid, then, well, it's just like a little river, but now it's like, it's a stream. Yeah.
Wow. I'm getting shivers as you speak. And I'm now like, I'm like teleported back to that experience where you realized that you were blocking that creative sexual fertile flow. No more children. Artemis is actually showing me the greater creation, the greater cosmic fertility.
Yeah.
That we have the capacity to tap, especially in these times, so that we can create more, right? And be in our joy, in our abundance and flow. For those of you who, well, I think most of you, Hödele, in this particular account, she was talking about her experience at the Temple of Artemis. I'm sure you all gathered that by the end.
Oh, yeah.
And what's interesting is that the Temple of Artemis is actually quite a ways away from the main procession way of the city of Ephesus, the ancient city. And for those of you who do join one day with me, to Ephesus, you will discover that she's actually kind of forgotten about. A bunch of tour buses will come in, and when I say she, I mean the temple. Tour buses come, a bunch of people sometimes just kind of check it out, and to not divulge too much detail, there isn't as much of the building left over as there was in the past. And it's not the most popular place to go. And yet, what's ironic is that in the high times, in pre-Hellenistic and Hellenistic periods of ancient Greece, when it was a mystery school, the temple was the center. It was the heart. It nourished, it fed the life of the city and all of its inhabitants, directly and indirectly, whether you're a priest or a peasant. I'm just using some alliteration here, priest or present, a peasant. And now, ironically, a main highway, inner city highway, cuts it off from the main city. And what I'm just getting shivers talking about it is, as I have open the portals for these beautiful clients of mine to come to this temple, they have been awakening it as they come, as they go. I'm actually getting a bit emotional talking about it because it's a very dear place for me. And so these goddesses are awakening the temple, and it's just really cool to see that too on the map, right? Like, oh wait, it's cut off now, and we're here to bring it back. And it's really about bringing the feminine spirit back to building back to the masculine, which we need. We need both of. So tell us about also some of the experiences you had in the city, in the ancient city. I remember you were very connected with the land energies there. And how was it different than the temple space, than the temple of Artemis?
Well, it was different, first of all, because there were much more tourists. And you feel the energy is quite different.
From all over the world, yeah.
From all over the world. And so, yeah, you walk along together with all those people. And then you start to dive a level deeper and try to feel the land energetics. And like, because I was so fascinated by the anchor stone at the temple, I had the impression that maybe a city has it as well. So that's what I was screening when I was walking there. And of course, it's beautiful to see and to envision that people built the city and to see the environment and like, oh, that's what they protected from the ocean. And that's like, yeah, it's amazing to feel that history. And at some point you said, well, that's a very nice square. Let's go over there. There are some trees. We can have a picnic. So, okay, nice. And then it was like, okay, that's where it is. Not that square, but I needed to see the harbor. I needed to see the ocean because it was a city at the ocean. Of course, in all the years, the ocean went back. But it was such an important place and it was forgotten about, I think. And the funny part was that we couldn't reach the harbor, the port, because there was a...
Right. There was a barricade. There was kind of storage for the archaeological site down, between.
And there was such a longing. I want to be there. I want to be there. So that's, I think we made a visioning journey.
Under those amazing cypress trees.
Yeah.
The parasol pines, rather. Pine trees. Yeah.
And I remember, like, the landscape looked for me like a dragon. So you say, okay, the dragon energy is here. So it's so nice if you're with two person and the one says something and you feel your intuition and it just flows and it happens. And that's where I ask, like, okay, guide me. Is there something I need to do here? Because it's a balance of wanting to fix something and letting things happen.
Letting things be or letting things happen.
So that's when I was guided by the dragon and guided by people of inner earth. And so I remember we did something. I brought something into inner earth. Yeah. And then I let go. It's like, okay, it's my part is over. But I remember that you felt the energetic shift coming over the sites. And then light language came up and it's like, okay, so it did change something.
Shift something, certainly. Yeah. And what I really appreciated about experiencing Ephesus through your eyes was I did connect more with the dragon, and you were very aware also of the dragon's head. And it's like when we're talking about the dragon, everyone, this is, you know, dragon energies are a part of the geomantic phenomena of a sacred site. And Ephesus was deliberately placed between two hills. And then looking towards the sea, which was the port. And there's this big procession way, they call it the procession way, going down in between these two hills, one much taller than the other, one leading to Budubul Mountain, which they say Mother Mary hid after the crucifixion, hid with Saint Paul, Saint John. Interesting that I said that. Saint John. And there was every springtime in around, there was a festival honoring Artemis, the goddess. And there was an old procession way, which was kind of distorted by the Romans. But I'm pretty sure they were still keeping in line with the ley lines and the energetics and of the earth. So, one of those mountains that this ancient city is beside or in between is this. You can see it's very dragon-like, the energetic, and it brings that charge, that fire, and also I sense that energy was also protecting
the city. Yeah.
But it really does look like a sleeping dragon, the mountain. Yeah, but the head kind of like protecting that port, the sacred harbor. That's what they used to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Incredible. And yeah, I love also what you're saying about this kind of co-creation that we were in together. You know, it's like somebody says, you say one thing and then I say another, and then I feel one thing and then you feel another. And then we weave together this intuitive, telepathic connection journey with the spirits of place there. Mm-hmm. That is my approach for some of you who may be dowsers, geomancers, maybe feng shui practitioners, biogeometry practitioners. I know you have some was it you or some of my other clients actually have experience with biogeometry and feng shui. I take a much more kind of like intuitive shamanic approach, where we're really working with the magic of the moment. And I guide my clients through deep journeys on the site so that they get to connect with the inner landscape, with the inner city, with the inner temple first, before they get too attached with trying to find the physical like guidebook or rule. Do you get what I'm trying to say there? Yeah. Like, oh, this is that. And then we, write down, like sketch the actual physical structures. Now, that said, there's a lot of beautiful sacred geometries in Ephesus, and even just the you remember her today, like everything, the entire symbology that's carved in the column capitals and on the faces of the entrance of the baths, the hammams, the terraced houses we chose not to go together that day because you were so connected to the landscape. Obviously, you're a landscape architect and a garden architect. But throughout Ephesus, the symbols are there for overflowing life, overflowing vitality, overflowing. Everything's overflowing. But what I think you even noticed that too, is that what was missing is actually the actual water moving through these fountains, moving through these spaces. And part of your task, I think, was to bring that vitality back through that communion you had with the dragon and with the spirit of the land and the beings of the inner earth. We could just get on forever. It's incredible. So this experience you had, I mean, you shared, receiving this confirmation about your intuition. You shared, connecting with the temple of Artemis, and you found that stone, that foundation stone where it first began being built. The temple was built in phases. For those of you who don't know about the temple of Artemis, it was built in phases, kind of. So it's like an onion growing, right? From a center point. And Hrdele found that center point and was able to really commune and connect with the goddess there. And, you know, as a result of all of this activation of your creative sexual flow, fertile flow hours, how has it supported your design practice moving forward? And you know, even beyond, like your life, your family, your, yeah.
Well, for my work, since I went there and I had the impression of that anchor stone, that which was so important, it was like every garden needs to have its own anchor stone, not only an anchor stone like, oh, this is where I built my garden around, but really infusing it with the energy of Artemis. Mm. Because we have a very male society during all those years. Mm. Almost all religions are male. And maybe I just say it a bit wrong, but we goddesses are not very much in the picture. Mm. And being there, speaking to her out loud in the rain was by speaking out loud, that's when you create. That's what hits me. Mm. And she became real. She became reality just acknowledging that she's there. And that's when the goddess energy started to be alive in my life. So now it's very important that this female energy, this goddess energy, exists next to the male and the god energy. They need to be together. So they need to be together into a garden. So because I'm so connected with the nature beings, I have a strong connection with Pan. So now I make a connection with Goddess Artemis and I ask them to work together because Pan is for me a male energy. Mm. So that's in the anchor stone. I ask them together to give their energy and we put it into the land, and then we make a connection to earth and sky. So your own garden is your own little pole place. It's in a way your own harbor. That's where you charge, that's where you recharge. Every day you come home, it's like you can plug in and connect with earth and sky and say I'm home. And that's where your home is. So I created a meditation connecting with the energy of Goddess Artemis, because that's what she kind of showed me when we were there the second day. Yeah. We got extra time of the gatekeeper and it's like, okay, we have extra time. What is so important that we have like 15 minutes longer? And so then the image came because I was open for receiving, like, okay, what's necessary? Yeah. Yeah. What can I do? So that's what, yeah.
Yeah. I love that you've now integrated her energy into your practice, into your garden constellations work. And yes, I do remember you are very connected with Pan, who is a male energy, nature, spirit energy. And I love that you're bringing both of them in. And when you were sharing how important it is to now bring the goddess energy back beside the male god energy, what's very important too for everyone to know that Ephesus was very special as a mystery school, as it taught both priests and priestesses the mysteries, both priests and priestesses. So it was not a male dominated mystery school. It was balanced. It was both. So that's really special. That is a very special thing. And that is no wonder why there is such magic and beauty and overflowing creative life force, because there's this beautiful union. And Artemis is is helping awaken women who have forgotten their intuitive powers, their magic, their flow, their divine feminine, right? And she certainly does help. Sometimes she can help in a really tough way. I've experienced some tough moments with her myself. Some of my other clients, they may share. There was some challenging moments for some of them, but they were needed to go into the dark, into the shadow to break free, you could say, of old programming that was no longer serving them. Yeah. 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 I love that you were able to incorporate that into your design practice, and that became the foundation stone of the temple, became inspiration for creating that anchor for your clients' properties. Yeah. For your clients' gardens. It's so important, especially in these very chaotic times, to provide that anchoring. So again, thank you for the work you do. Yeah. Let me see some. I have so many questions for you. I'm just checking the questions here. Please feel free, for those of you who have joined, to share your aha moments, your what landed for you, anything that you're curious about. Not sure how much time we'll open up for any. We don't have any Q&A portion to this interview, but feel free to share what landed for you, and send me an email if you have any specific questions. You can just respond to the emails that you receive from me and my team. Reply to them. Yeah. So why do you think then it's, well, first of all, would you recommend this VIP retreat to other women architects and designers? And why, if yes?
If you're working with energy, yes, definitely. And I guess everybody who is watching this is interested in energy work. So I really would recommend it. I'm coming back again because it's such an amazing place. It infuses you with a lot of energy and new insights. And if you're working on I call it now a holistic way. Yeah. If you wanna bridge spirit and forms, it feels for me you need a balance in yourself as well. You need the balance of the female and you need the balance of the male, and you have to intertwine them together in form and in use of the space, and it's all connected. So I find it very important that you bring alive this female energy, this goddess energy back into your life. And that's the perfect place for it. I for now, I don't know any other place where you can feel this as strong as over there. I can go to a chapel here in Belgium. I can go to a church, but it's, you always have to dig first, layer after layer after layer, to come to the essence. And it's not that easy. It's not that straightforward. You have to do some work before you are there. And then, because I'm alone, it's like, is this right? Is this not right? Am I at the right level? But at the Temple of Artemis and in Ephesus, it's so easy. It is so natural. You don't have to do any effort. It's obvious.
Yeah.
And that's such a big gift that you just can receive and charge. That's a charging place. That's
the charging place
it should be. But but maybe it's too powerful to be there day in, day out. But I find it very important to go there.
Yeah, I really appreciate your comparison with some other places that are also power plays. I mean, there's tons in the world. I mean, absolutely, you can tap very beautiful, overflowing creative life forces in various other ancient sites, maybe not even ancient, some new, I mean, whatever. But what I appreciate is that your comparison of, you know, for example, if you're going to a chapel in your, you gave an example of your own region, your own country, and there's a lot of these overlay patternings that you have to get through to get to the essence. And I think you're right. There's something about, especially the Temple of Artemis, that is raw.
Mm-hmm. It's pure.
It's pure. And I think also because it's kind of been forgotten about and it's not as touristic as, right, the main center of Ephesus, that there's just this, like, you know, and the gatekeeper, he's flexible. You don't pay a ticket to get in there, you know, stay 15 more. It's like, it's not this like tourist machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you did go to Mother Mary's chapel, didn't you? Yeah. And there were some other overlaid patterns in there that, or sorry, not Mother Mary's chapel, house, Mother Mary's
house. House of Mary. Yeah.
Yeah. The house of Mother. Yeah. Mary. And I don't want to bring too much information for those of you who will join. But there were some other energies there that you needed to kind of move, get through to really connect with the essence of what is there. Yeah. So there's some question marks there.
Yeah, and you can connect with the essence also at the House of Mary. Yeah. But I remember I was really annoyed because I felt the Temple of Artemis, and you're in the flow like, oh, wow. And then you go to a site that you think, oh, everybody is so into, like, oh, I'm here at the House of Mother Mary, and you feel all those intentions of those people, and everybody is there with his own intention. And I really got annoyed by the sheep-like way, like,
yeah,
like he's walking behind each other,
right,
and through not
having the same house, yeah, over and over, yeah, more people going through, yeah, very crowded.
But then again, because I learned feeling the energy, it was like, okay, I know this is not what I need. What do I need? And then tuning into yourself and being guided by the energy of place. Like, this is where you need to be. This is what it is about for you now at this point. Because I guess it's for everybody else, different for everybody, different. Because everybody's in a other development.
Yeah. So, and that's what I found so incredible too, to witness my clients, different clients, different women, experience the Temple of Artemis and Ephesus. And also we didn't mention St. John's Basilica, which is a very powerful piece of architecture, along with the Isa Bey Jami, the mosque, just next to it, but it's been under construction for a while. But that whole hilltop region is very powerful. But it was really amazing to watch and witness what particular spaces and their particular architectural configuration was stimulating and activating particular women. Some were much more drawn to, let's say, and you'll hear in the next few days from my other clients, some were much more drawn to the baptism spaces in, you know, Mother Mary's chapel, basilica, as well as St. John's Basilica. Powerful, powerful places. Jordere, you're Artemis, you know, you're an Artemis sister for sure. It's just like, the minute she'd walk into that space, it's like beaming with light, beaming with joy. And of course, all the women were very connected to the place, but some had some challenges. they were faced with some like discomfort and agitation and questioning and anger and rebellion and, but that was what was required to peel away or carve away the first layer in order for exactly what you're talking about to come to burst open, the creativity, the sexual life force energy, the fertility and vitality. Let's go. I'm ready.
Me too.
Let's do it now. All right. So we are in the last 10 minutes of our interview, and I am delighted to announce that in May, we are leading a VIP group retreat. I am curating a very select constellation, using the word constellation like a very select constellation of women architects and designers who are hearing the call to bridge spirit with form and to finally come out of hiding, you know, not doing your spiritual work on the side and charging pennies for it, bringing this full force into your design practice, owning it with strength, confidence, and this is like a kind of mastermind. It's going to be 4 days where you'll receive my high touch coaching. You'll also be able to connect and commune within a group of kindred souls. I'm so excited for the group that's forming. It's an international group. It's going to be so good. And you get all the accommodation and the entrance fees to the retreat, the food. It's all included. And I'm so delighted and excited to open the portals for you to join. So if you're getting tingles, and like Hudele had tingles just when she heard the Temple of Artemis, she didn't really know why she was feeling this pull towards this place. If you're feeling this pull, get in touch. I have an application that I will add to the when I share the recording of this interview. You can also see it on my link tree. I've also shared the application via email, but I will share it when I share the recording of this interview. Mm-hmm. And you can also find it on my website, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, under Partner With Me. You go to the VIP group retreat. I'll have the link ready for the next couple interviews, just so it's easier for you to access it. So this is for women who are ready to be the ancient temple builders of the future and make a powerful impact on this planet, so we can heal and balance and bring vitality and love and flow to this planet, and to also start to build architecture, including landscape architecture, interior design, architectural spaces that heal humanity, heal our bodies, our minds, our souls, inspired by these ancient cities that, you know, the architects in these ancient cities, the master builders, they knew what they were doing. They knew, especially the temple builders, knew what they were doing to create these powerful containers with powerful geometries and proportions that amplified the anchor stone that Hudele was talking about, which is a mega, mega power spot, connecting one with the cosmos, connecting one with the spiritual world, the spirit realm, and enabling one to develop spiritually and advance spiritually. And what is this all for? What is it all for? If you're a heart-centered woman architect and designer, it's it's for the next generations. It's for the children. It's for our planet. It's for the nature spirits. We are experiencing so much destruction, so much violence, murder, illness, depression, confusion, manipulation. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. And it's really easy for us to be pulled into a state of survival consciousness, because that is what the powers that were want us to do. They want us to stay small. They want us to stay powerless. They want us to say, oosh, you're being too much. Let's quiet down. Stay small. Oh, no, no, no. You couldn't charge money for that. Oh, no, no, no. Are you crazy? Nobody's going to want to hire you for working with spirit and energy. Notice those, the words and thought forms that are coming into your realm. They are sabotaging your magic. They are sabotaging your magic. It is time, women, to be bold, to step up, and to fully break free from the shackles of the conventional architecture and start speaking your truth. Just like Rudele shared, there's something about the voice. There's something about the speech. There's something about the speech at this temple that opens up your larynx. And what did we, this is so connected to the word and the creation that comes out of that. The keys to manifestation are there, and they're actually all within you, but we need these places and spaces to stay alive as well as evolve, right? Rudele translated that, brought that energy, and now starting to work with it in a completely contemporary way, rather than, I don't know, wanting to build ancient Greek temples in everybody's garden, right? The purpose is not to copy it, right? The purpose is to tune into that essence, which is eternal. And what I actually have been experiencing is there something there that is for the future? There are keys and codes there for the ones who hear the call. There are keys and codes to gather there and to use for their mission, their sacred mission on this earth, wherever you are in the world. Anna, who will be interviewed on Saturday, traveled all the way from Australia, people. She traveled all the way from Australia to come to the temple. So powerful. That's dedication. We need that kind of fire now on this planet. And if you're feeling the shivers, if you're feeling the pull, do consider applying. Before we close, you know, you do get, as part of this 4-day VIP group retreat, we won't be only out at the temples. You will also be getting spotlight coaching, focus coaching from me and from the group, because it's a co-creation on your business. Like, what's the next direction? Another client of mine was at a point where she's like, okay, I'm letting everything go. I'm surrendering. Now what's next for me? Are any of you in that position where it's like, I don't know, maybe you've lost your job, or you're feeling like you're wrapping up the end of an era, it's closing, and you need to go in a new direction. So I do provide all the practical tools as well for you to get going in your business. As part of the group retreat as well, there will be also a couple group sessions via Zoom afterwards as follow-up, right? To help you to stay accountable for the visions and dreams that burst through you when you were there. And it's like, okay, get going on them now. How are you going to anchor this in? How are you going to anchor these visions and dreams in? How are you going to anchor this new earth architecture that you want to practice in your own way? I actually take an approach where I don't really teach anything. Yeah. I hold space for what wants to birth through you and listen. So the mystery, women, it's the mystery. It's just such a mystery. Yeah. So I am excited for you to apply, and I look forward to you joining the group. And Kudele, there's only a few months left, and I'm excited to see you there too. It's going to be amazing.
Me too. Me too.
Yes. All right, everyone. Great, great session today. And sending you a lot of love and light and strength. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.